Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Success Revolution podcast. How are you? How are you? How are you? I am flying solo today. I do have an incredible episode coming out for you next week with a guest. We were talking about nervous system, which is like everything. You're going to love that episode. But for today, it's just you and moi, you and me. We're going to have a little chitty chat today. So I just want to kind of bring in a range of topics, I think, today. So what the title of this podcast is going to be interesting. If you have been following along on Facebook with me, I've kind of been doing a series of lives. It started a week ago where I just come on and say, I've got something to say. Like I have something to say. And so I feel very much in the theme and the energy of I have something to say today. And I really want to talk about kind of a myriad of issues that are all very connected, but very much in alignment with the whole concept of body before business, which is what this series that I'm currently running on the podcast is all about, where I'm really inviting women to prioritize their body, prioritize themselves over their business, and guaranteeing that that is the pathway to growing an aligned and successful business. Okay. So when I talk about putting your body before your business, I think it's very easy for us to think that that means I'm sacrificing on my vision and my dreams for success in my business. And that's not at all what body before business is. Body before business is the strategy of prioritizing your body before your business as the means to actually grow and scale your business to greater levels of success, okay? So I want to be very clear about that. So I have felt, and I want to kind of go in and bring a little bit of a, I guess, an personal experience into this, because this is very, very real and alive for me right now. And I'm going through a period in my business right now where I am kind of like pivoting a little bit, not in terms of like who I'm serving and what I'm about, but just kind of in terms of the structure of my business. And so I'm going through a period of, I guess, what you call heightened unpredictability in my business, because this is what happens. Like when we start to change things, there's uncertainty that comes with that. So it's very normal. And so I am going through a period of where I'm feeling probably a heightened level of anxiousness around that, because there's fear involved with it. That's just the reality, okay? Like I have a plan, I have a strategy that I am working on executing, but like there is also an emotional experience attached to that. And so going through this period where I am actually experiencing some low-grade anxiety, it's kind of reminded me a little bit, because it's been actually quite a while since I've really felt this. And when I say this, I mean like that nervousness, that unease, that, you know, that kind of like heightened level of fear, you know, like struggling to concentrate and be really present at times. I'm not really sleeping the best. All of those things, okay, that kind of come along with what we would atypically describe as like low-grade anxiety or some nervous system dysregulation. Now, the beautiful thing is that I have been cultivating a set of tools and a framework for myself for the last 2 years where I can identify this very, very easily. And I've got practices in place that allow me to really nourish and support myself through any periods like this, so that I'm not like not staying in this and it's not becoming a chronic state. So I've got lots of practices that I lean on, you know, a very strong routine that I have where I just take care of myself nutritionally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of those things, okay, which is so important, ladies. Like this is like when I look at the foundation of growing an aligned business that is successful by following your fulfillment, this is actually the foundation. The nervous system is actually the central part of any strategy for growth in your business. I used to think that the foundation was the structure, like the business structure, the business model, the business strategy. And it is, but underneath that's like the concrete slab of a home. But underneath the concrete slab, we've got the earth, we've got the soil, and the soil is the nervous system. It's the body. Okay. And then we have the business on top of that. Okay. And if the soil is unstable, uneven, then it's very hard to build a solid business on top of that. Okay. And that is what I have done before. So what I'm coming to in this story is that this experience that I'm having right now, because it's been so long since I've really felt this as intensely as it has been, and it's only been for the last probably week, it reminded me, and it actually probably triggered, and this is a big quote, but it actually probably triggered a little bit of a trauma response too, because I lived like in this state chronically for so long. So all the way up until really at the end of 2020, which is when I made the decision to kind of press pause on my business. So if you're not familiar with that story already, I'm just going to recap it. I've been in business for over 15 years. I built a bricks and mortar business, which I sold in 2016 when my twins were born. I took a year off and then I came into the online space. I did a network marketing business for 6 months. I didn't really love that. It was okay, but I didn't really love it. And then I morphed into becoming a coach. And I built my podcast in 2018, it was, and then I launched my coaching business in 2019, and I grew to multiple six figures in revenue in a very short, like in less than 2 years, a very short space of time. But by the end of 2020, I was exhausted. I was completely unfulfilled, despite having all the money in my bank account, having all the success, selling programs, six-figure launch, six-figure quarter, multiple five-figure months every single month, okay? You know, a community that really I felt very nurtured in as well. You know, 2020, I was like, something's not right here. My body basically put the brakes on. Okay. It put the brakes on. And the reason it put the brakes on is because my nervous system did not have any more capacity. I had no capacity left to hold anything else. it was capped out. It was capped out because it was exhausted seeing and serving so many people in the business model that I'd built. So one of the mistakes that I made was that I became a carbon copy coach. So I carbon copied my coach that I was working with, and this is no shade on her. I have an immense amount of respect for the work that we did together and what she was able to help me achieve and receive and witness and see in my own life and business. But I had become a carbon copy of her. Okay. I had created her business model because that's what she taught, and I paid her money for that too. So it's not like I didn't go in knowing that, but that business model did not work for my lifestyle as a mother with five children at that point in time. You know, my twins were only 3 and a half, I think, as well. So, you know, young kids still, it was just not set up to support my life. By no stretch of the imagination was it support. My business was not supporting my life at all. I was exhausted. I was depleted. And I was in a very chronic state of anxiety. I had been in a very chronic state of anxiety for a long period of time. So anxiety is something that I have in the past been medicated for, along with depression. And that has a lot to do with the trauma that I experienced as a child, as well, losing my mom and just my dad being very emotionally unavailable and a whole lot of things that go along with that. So I was already in a very dysregulated state anyway. But yeah, this experience has reminded me of that. It reminded me of what it was like to live that way day in and day out. I mean, I used to wake up in the morning and I would feel that pit of anxiety in my belly, and I would try so hard to just wish it away, right? I just didn't want to feel this way, but I didn't know what to do. And I honestly just thought that the more that I created, like the more success that I created, the more pressure I put on myself to create more as well, that would go away. And the thing is as well, I want to just kind of say, like, for me, anxiety was very mobilizing as well. Okay. And what I mean by that is it mobilized me into action. Okay. Like when I was anxious, depending on how, like, I guess severe that it was, it would actually mobilize me into action. So I actually got very used to using it to get shit done and make shit happen. And this is something that I see with a lot of very high achieving women who are absolutely used to making shit happen in their life. Okay. When they manifest, it's like, I know what I want. I make it happen. I go out and I make it happen. And a lot of these women are actually living in fairly chronic states of probably very low grade anxiety for a lot of them. And we just call it overwhelm. We call it busyness. I'm a bit stressed right now. I've got a lot on my plate. But really, when they stop and pause, what's happening is they're in this chronic state of dysregulation in their nervous system, but they just don't know how to identify. We've become so desensitized to it, I think, as a culture, particularly as a culture of women who are always striving to achieve more for equality, to be noticed, to be recognized, to be seen as strong, independent women. We just kind of learned to accept that this is just a part of it. And there's a lot of, I'm going to tell you, there's also a lot of shame that comes along with this that isn't spoken about a lot as well. There is a lot of shame that comes along with feeling this way. There's a lot of shame that comes along with achieving high levels of success and feeling this way as well. We start to feel like there's something wrong. There must be something wrong with me. You know, why am I not feeling peaceful? Why am I not feeling calm? And what we don't realize is that we have built businesses. We have built success on the foundation of what is really a nervous system that is in a chronic state of fight and flight or freeze. Okay. And so, you know, as I said, this is kind of reminding me of that period of time, which was a long period of time that I went through. But what this has also done is made me realize a couple of things. Number one, how important it is to talk about this. Okay. It is so important for us to normalize these conversations, not normalize what's going on, because that's actually what's happening. Like we've normalized that, well, hey, it's just normal. I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I've got a lot. I'm busy. I'm juggling everything. I'm like doing it all. Look at me go. I'm superwoman, right? We like pat these women on the back. We in fact revere them. Oh my goodness. You're like, you do so much. And meanwhile, inside we're like, I'm just keeping it all together. Really? Like I'm all my balls are up in the air and fuck if I drop one, Jesus Christ, like what's going to happen? But we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. We talk about the vanity metrics of success. We talk about, hey, look at me making all this money. Hey, look at me signing all these clients. Hey, look at me selling out my programs. Hey, look at me making more and more money. Look at me hitting my goals. Look at me doing that. And those things are beautiful. And I am not wanting to take away from us desiring those things. But I want to bring the conversation of women who are putting so much pressure on themselves to create all of that and being so very stressed and in some respects really experiencing this low-grade anxiety, I want to kind of have that conversation as well. I want to normalize the conversation so women can be like, okay, yes, all right. Because if we don't normalize it and women can't see, like if this is you and you are experiencing this and you can, you know, tap into this, like, and as I want you to be able to be like taking it, be able to go, oh my God, because it's very isolating. It is really isolating when you are on this journey to create success. You're growing your business, you're scaling your business, you're making more and more money, but you're feeling this way and nobody's talking about it because everybody's talking about the success, but nobody's talking about what's really going on in their systems. It is very isolating. You feel like you're the only, like I felt like I must be the only one. And that was very heightened for me in 2020 when I decided to really kind of pause and not do, like I launched a mastermind. I ran a mastermind for the next, you know, 4 or 5-ish months in 2021. But other than that, I didn't really, 2020, I really didn't do very much. Okay. And that was so challenging for me, who was someone who was so used to just making shit happen, getting going, doing things. And everybody around me was focused on the quantum leap. Everyone around me was focused on growing to, like, no longer was it six-figure years, it was now six-figure months. Like, people were like, yes, let's make like $100,000. And again, all beautiful achievements. I'm not here to take away from those things, but I want to ask the question, what is going on for women to achieve those things, to achieve those levels of success? And I'm not saying this is every woman, but I'm telling you, it is more than what is being spoken about. And I actually spoke about this in a live the other day, and one of the ladies actually jumped on and said, is this real? Like, are people really experiencing this? And I'm like, yes, they are. One, because I was, and I've built my business on what I call the power of one. When I started this podcast in 2018, and I shared my story, I was like, somebody needs to hear this. There is someone else out here who is going through something similar and they need to hear this. And so I'm talking about this now because I truly believe that there are other women out here who have built success, outward success, but they are feeling depleted inside of themselves. And no matter how much they keep striving for more, they still feel depleted. And a lot of them are energetically capped out. And it's also one of the core reasons why they're not able to receive more. That's what happened to me in 2020. My body went, I can't take on anymore. I have to stop. But what my nervous system was saying was, I'm at capacity here. I cannot hold any more stress in this system right now. And so I had to pull back, right? And so many women are like wanting to grow their business to the next level, but their nervous systems are completely capped out. They're at capacity and they can't take on any more perceived stress, perceived responsibility. So we've got to talk about this. We've got to normalize this conversation so that the shame that I know I experienced and other women are experiencing too around this, that they can drop the shame. They can drop the shame around this. Know that they're not alone, and also know that it doesn't have to be this way, and that you don't have to sacrifice your ambition for your body. You get to nurture, nourish, massage your body, take care of your body, and it gets to be the strategy in which your business grows to unrealistic levels. Because you're able to carry and hold your capacity in your system, not just your business, but your system is able to take on more. Okay? Take on more of the good stuff, more of the joy, more of the bliss, more of the happiness, but also, yes, more of the stress, more of the responsibility, more of the, you know, the fear, because it's just a part of business. Like, anyone that just sells you on business gets to be amazing and easy, like when you get to this level. Yes, when you get to a level in business, there are aspects that do become easier, but there are also aspects that are more challenging, and your system has to be able to hold all of that. And if it isn't able to hold all of that, it will not take on any more. And that's when people start to think, oh, I'm self-sabotaging. Oh, I'm upper limiting. I've got to fix my mind. I'm like, your nervous system is at capacity. So we need to fix your mind. We need to fix your body. We need to prioritize your body, and your body will be able to take on more of it all, of both sides of the coin. And this is, as I said, just a conversation I think is so important to have. And here's the thing, even if you are following me and you're listening to this and you're not at that level of success that you desire to be at yet, I want to tell you that you can prioritize your body on the journey too. If you want to grow an aligned business by following your fulfillment, not working harder, you're going to have to bring your body into the strategy in your business. You're going to have to bring your body into the conversation about how do we grow? How do we expand? How do we become more visible? How do we take on more clients? How do we sell at higher price points? How do we launch this offer? You've got to bring your body on board. It can't just be about mindset. It can't just be about strategy. Okay. It's got to be the body as the foundation. And so this is the piece that I feel like so many women are missing, truly. And I know that because that was me. And I see that with the women that I work with. I see it. I just see it all the time. I work with women who are super high achievers and women who have created incredible success in their business. And they are in these states, wanting to shift, wanting to follow their fulfillment, wanting to let their body lead, wanting to run more intuitively led businesses. I'm telling you, you want to run an intuitively led business, your body is a portal, honey. If your body isn't nurtured and it's not an open portal, it will not receive the instructions from God as to what to do. It's full stop. It's exactly what I'm teaching my ladies to do inside Self-Sourced, which is my signature program on intuition. You can access that through the playground. You know, this is the piece that's got to change for so many women. You know, I want my deepest hope is that you are able to understand and accept how important this is. How critical this work is. You know, if you are someone who has those symptoms, you know, you're waking up tired regardless of how much sleep you've had. You're not sleeping well at night. You're overthinking about your business, about money, about clients, about whatever it is, marketing, social media, all the things. You're not able to be present in the moment, like really, truly present. You're in what I call faux rest, where you're like totally in the bath physically, but mentally you're not there. Or you're like, I'm going to watch Netflix and I'm just going to numb out. Maybe you're someone who also relies on alcohol to calm yourself down at the end of the day, and you found yourself potentially drinking more than what you'd like, or you're just reliant on it to like de-stress. Like, I'm going to have a glass of wine to de-stress. Some of those are symptoms of having a dysregulated nervous system or in low-grade anxiety or where you are not prioritizing your body. And this has got to be addressed on the journey towards growing and scaling to whatever level of success you want to have in your business. Now, this is also procrastination, right? You know, procrastination is a huge symptom of a dysregulated nervous system because it's a freeze response, right? Where it's like, I know the thing I want to do, but I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not moving on it. Yep, you are in a freeze response. So this is something that is, I think, fairly unpopular, I'm going to tell you. I don't see a lot of people talking about it, and mainly because money is much easier to sell in business than peace, fulfillment. People are like, yeah. I want to be, of course I'm going to be fulfilled. I'll be fulfilled when I'm making six figures. I'll be fulfilled when I'm making seven figures. I'll be fulfilled when I'm making multiple seven figures or whatever the number is. I'll be fulfilled then. I'll be able to focus on this then. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. That's where you're at. That's fine. I went down that path. So I am not here to throw shade on that. It's exactly the path that I went down. I'm just here to go. I went down that. This is my job as a line three in human design. I'm like, I'm going to go down this path. I'm going to report back to you and I'm going to tell you of like, all the things you need to look out for. This is the one of the things you need to look out for. So take this information or don't take this information. But I promise you, if you take this information, it will fucking change your life. It will change your life. It will change your business. It will change everything. This is me. Like, this is my number one priority going forward, is my nervous system. I tend to it every day as a priority. It's the first thing I do in the morning. I check in throughout the day to see where I'm at. I don't judge. I don't judge myself. I'm like, okay, I'm going through a period where it's heightened anxiety right now. I'm not judging that, but I am processing it and I am supporting the fuck out of my body right now. Okay, because it's not bad to move into that state, but it is unhealthy to stay in it. Okay, so I know how to nurture my system. And from here, I am like the plan I have, the strategies I have for my business going forward, the decisions I make are so vastly different. They're so different to the decisions I used to make in my business. Like for me, it is now all about building sustainability into my business, long-term sustainability into my business. God, I wish, honestly, if I could go back to 2018 me and have a conversation with her and say, and she says to me, okay, Gemma, all right, what's the first thing I need to do to grow to multiple six figures in this business as soon as I can, I would say to her, you need to work on your nervous system now. You need to prioritize your body now. Do not wait. Do it now. And I would also say to her as well, and I want to say to you, you don't, it's not one or the other. It's like, oh, I got to prioritize. I've got to do my nervous system work, take care of my body, and then I get to grow my business. You get to do them coincidentally. That's not what the word I'm concurrently. Get to do them at the same time. Okay. So you don't have to do what I did, which was like put a hard pause in the line. Like that was me. I had to do that. That was the choice I made. I am here to learn and report back to everyone. So I made those choices. I'm not saying you have to put a complete halt on your business to do this work, but I would say to myself back in 2018, you need to go and do this work. You need to go and take care of your nervous system. You need to go and heal it. You need to go and support it. And you need to prioritize your body. And I'm going to tell you right now, the truth is, if I had have done that back in 2018 when I was getting ready to launch this business in 2019, it would have been a very, very different journey. Would I have grown as fast as what I did? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm telling you, I would have grown something that would have been so sustainable and so nourishing to me, to my life, to my family, to my body. I would have built something that was so supportive, which is exactly what our businesses are supposed to be. I have learned so much over the last 3.5 years since when I launched March 2019, learned so much. And the thing that I prioritize the most now is this. It's this work. It is everything. And I will not sacrifice my nervous system anymore and my inner peace anymore for anything, for a sale, for money, for a client, nothing. And that takes a lot. Like we do, because we don't even realize we're doing it. We do it so accidentally, ladies. We make decisions to sacrifice our body and our nervous system and all of those things. And we do it very accidentally and we do it very unconsciously. So often. So I did say at the beginning of this podcast that I would probably talk about a myriad of things, but I feel like I've focused very intensely on one particular area. You know, what I guess I want to say to you, you don't have to put so much pressure on yourself to get where you want to go. You don't. There is another way. We can follow our fulfillment to unrealistic levels of aligned success. Okay, we can. It is possible. I know it is possible. I have been focusing on it for the last 12 months particularly, and I have, honestly, like I have made following my fulfillment a priority, particularly in the last 12 months, and I do. I've got the evidence, and I said this in a live recently. I'm not going to share how much money my business has made in the last 12 months because I don't want to be I don't want money to keep being the carrot that we dangle for people to go down a particular path where they prioritize themselves. I want you to do it because every fiber of your being knows that that is the path, not because it's going to guarantee that you're going to make the money that you want. You do that. You guarantee that for yourself. Don't use me and my results to guarantee that for you. Don't use any other coach's results to guarantee that the path you know is right for you is the path to go down. I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but we do this all the time. We become so codependent on people outside of us and the results they've created to inspire, motivate us to follow a particular path. And I'm so deeply passionate about the work that we have to do what I call self-guarantee your success. Because we look for, like, we do this, right? We go to sign up to work with someone, look for like the money back guarantee, or we look for the guarantee, like, can you guarantee that this is going to work for me? And we just keep giving away our power for that. So I am trying to make a very conscious effort right now to move out of the pattern of dangling the money carrot to incentivize people to follow a path that intuitively and deep within themselves, they know is the, air quote, aligned path for them. But I'm going to tell you, I do have the evidence, and I'm going to continue to build evidence. And this is what I say. We have to, when we are paving new paths and going down roads to build success in an aligned way that is different to how others are doing, that is unique to us, we have to be able to guarantee our own success. We have to be able to guarantee every step we take as a building block to creating what we want. And when you tend to your body and your nervous system, you are able to do that instead of co-regulating to other people's results to create that for you. I feel like that is an entirely new conversation, but I'm going to leave it there for now. So I want to kind of say thank you for being a part of this conversation with me today. Thank you for, you know, listening all the way to the end and taking this in. And what I would ask of you is to really get radically honest with yourself and ask yourself the question, am I prioritizing my body and my nervous system on my journey to growing to unrealistic and aligned levels of success? Am I really doing that? Am I tending to it? Am I building my business on building, growing, scaling my business on that foundation? Or am I someone who is experiencing potentially some low-grade anxiety? Maybe it's not low-grade. Maybe it's higher. Am I finding it hard to sleep at night? Am I overthinking about my business when I'm not in my business? Am I feeling tired no matter how much sleep I get? Am I needing to nap constantly during the day? Or I'm feeling just fatigued? Am I using alcohol as a way to calm my system down? Am I feeling overwhelmed? Do I feel like I have a lot on? Am I trying to keep up with everyone else? Am I putting unnecessary pressure on myself to make things happen quicker and faster and be bigger? Am I setting unrealistic goals for myself every single month and pushing myself to achieve them? I want you to be really radically honest with yourself about those things. Because if you've answered yes to even one of them, I honestly think it's time for you to really pause and reflect and think about what you want going forward. Because I'm telling you now, like, what's opening up this year and the next 12 months is a portal for women to walk through that is to create a level of success that feels so good in your body, doesn't just look good on the socials. And it's going to be very different, and it's going to be very beautiful, and it's going to be very nourishing and fulfilling. And I am absolutely walking that path. So take this episode, use it to reflect for yourself. If you feel like you would like to share anything with me, come on over to Instagram, DM me. Let's continue this conversation. But I'm sending you so much love for wherever you are at in your journey. And I just want you to know that it gets to be beautiful and it gets to be different, and you don't have to keep putting so much pressure on yourself to be the best version of you, the highest version of you, and create your highest level of success. We get to do it a different way. All right, my loves, thank you for joining me for this episode, and I will see you again really soon. Come and connect on over with me. I'm on TikTok and I'm on Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook all under the profile I Am Gemma Bernad. And if you've got any questions about this, or you want to find out how I can support you to grow a business, an aligned business, by following your fulfillment and prioritizing your body, I am opening up my one-to-one spots for 2023. It is for women. It is for the highly ambitious woman who is mission-driven, who has a big mission on her heart, but is committed to this way of building business, okay? Committed to following her fulfillment, her fun, to nourishing her body, to building sustainability in her business. So if you're looking for the quick win, if you're looking for the overnight success, I am just not the coach for you. It's just not me. That's not what my work is about at all. But if you want to really take care of yourself, if you want to build a business, grow an incredibly nourishing and aligned business in this what I call era of feminine success and become the fulfilled entrepreneur, the one that creates unrealistic levels of success that are aligned, sustainable, and fulfilling, then I am absolutely here to support you in that journey. Okay? All right. Have a beautiful day. You can reach out to me. Links are all below in the show notes. I would love to chat with you if you feel like support around that as at a one-to-one level and doing that work with me. If you want to find out more, then I've just put some details below for you. And I would love, love, love to chat and find out whether my work is a right fit for you. Sending you so much love, and I will speak to you soon.